Welcome.
Welcome back.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. If you can't tell, we're kind of in Halloween costumes.
This is just what we wear.
No, this is how we go about our everyday lives. Eli, what are you? If they can't tell. If for the people that aren't watching.
I'm Spider-Man. I don't even know if you guys can hear me through the mask, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
We're good. And you?
I hope it's obvious. Freddie Mercury. Half the people I talk to know who he is. Half the people I don't.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you should search him up because he's very famous.
Yes, he is. And I'm a devil. The horns.
Not the devil. Just a devil.
Oh, I'm a devil. Sorry. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I'm a devil. I'm not the devil. I promise.
No, you said you're a devil.
Oh. Mm. So I did
But shouldn't
you
be the devil? Isn't there only one?
Well, yeah, but okay, I don't really want to say I'm
Lord
the devil.
Of Jesus.
I'm a devil. It's all good. So, we're just going to talk Halloween.
When is this episode scheduled to go up?
Halloween.
I think we can do it for Halloween.
Okay.
It'll be either October 31st or November 1st, but I think we can aim for Halloween.
Okay, so that's something interesting is like Halloween kind of has two weekends this year. So yes, there's the 25th, 26th weekend. And then there's the first, second weekend. Because Halloween's on Thursday the 31st.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to ask you guys. When is Halloween weekend?
I think this year there's two.
Do you think there's two?
I think that...
Because from what I'm hearing, everyone's going out this week.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel...
Like this weekend.
It doesn't feel right to celebrate Halloween in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't go out this weekend. That's my
That's
issue.
Why there's
like,
two.
Everyone's leaving me out.
There's two.
It's my brother's birthday on Saturday.
Okay.
So I have to celebrate his birthday. I'm working on Sunday, so I don't have time to celebrate this weekend.
Also, like, all of reading week.
I know, that's true. But the thing is, like, do you guys know any parties? Do you guys know any good places to go for
there's
Halloween?
There's one
like,
tomorrow.
Like, clubs or bars?
Or Bing-a-rang.
St. Mike's? Oh?
Well, by the time this episode will have come out, the event...
You either went or you didn't.
Yeah. Let us know. Did you go to Hoygody Hunt?
Yep.
It's tomorrow.
The KP Halloween social is usually pretty nice.
Cool.
I didn't go last year, but it was really fun in first year. So definitely recommend. It will also be over by the time this episode airs.
Do you guys have any plans for actual Halloween day or like other than like school events?
It's a hot night.
I'm off.
Oh, yeah, you are. So, it's a hot night for Dawn Ship, so I will be busting parties.
Nice.
I don't know. I have to go somewhere. Where? I don't know yet.
That's my issue. I want to go somewhere. I don't know where.
Maybe just the Maddie or something. That's kind of cursed.
There's a huge party on Church Street.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge block.
Remember?
There's a free block party every year.
It's like on Church and Wellesley.
There's like thousands of people in their costumes.
Yeah.
Last year was freezing.
That's what I'm going to say. I was going to say, do I want to freeze my ass off?
I looked at the weather this year. It's not too bad. Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Like, there's different street performers. And, like, I know one year there's like these people who are like eating fire. Like, street performing, not, like, just...
Eating fire.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
And then, I don't know, it's just cool to see, like, everyone out and about in their costumes.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, there's all the bars on Church. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives you inspiration.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween costumes, do you guys know what you're going to be? Or do you want
Probably
to share
this.
It? Is it... Oh, okay.
This is kind of the vibe for the weekend.
This is the vibe? What
Ari
are you doing?
Chose for me.
Well, you can pick another one.
Well,
you can have two. Wait, I have a third one.
You have three costumes this year?
I have.
Or for him?
No, me.
For yourself.
For me, I have Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
We're doing a group costume with some of the other Dons. And then I think for another party, I'm going to do Taylor Swift in the You Belong With Me music video.
Oh,
and
very specific.
And I'm going to get everyone to write their name on my shirt.
Mm. Aww.
Hopefully.
Can I Google that?
Yeah.
I don't. Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me.
It's literally just pajamas and a white t-shirt.
Is it?
And then, like, you just need some Sharpies and...
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like it. Are you going to wear the glasses, too?
Probably.
By the time the episode airs, I think Haunted House and trick or treat will be done.
Yeah, so everything's over.
Talk about the Dawn costume.
We can say what it is, but I feel like we should leave what each of us are as a surprise.
Okay.
And like,
but I'm not going to see
no
it.
There's no point.
Where am I going to see it?
We'll send you photos.
Oh, okay.
We do like a photo shoot every year.
Do you?
On Helmsley Place.
Oh my god. I'm excited.
Do you want to talk about it?
So what, yeah.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Oh.
We're going to be...
They're being shy.
since the beginning of the year...
Oh my god.
I've been wanting us to... Or since... I think last year, I've been wanting us to do, like, a big group costume, because there's 20 of us, right? And I wanted us to do...
Ooh, I have an idea.
Greek gods and goddesses.
Whoa.
So, like, what I did was I gave each... I assigned each person a different Greek god or goddess, and then I was like, do this, and then hopefully people...
Whoa, that's crazy.
What was your idea?
You know the army soldiers from Toy Story? Low key, if you have a big group for that, it's sick. Mm-hmm. Like, in my high school, they did it, and they, like, fully went, like, all out, and it was amazing.
Assemble.
Maybe next year.
Like, all green.
Yeah, it's really cool. You have to, like, waddle on those platforms. It's funny.
That's kind of sick.
It is. It's really cool. But that's a better idea. Because then each person is, like, a unique thing, but you all come together to be one.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Exactly.
I like it.
It's recognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It should be recognizable.
Okay, so we're not talking about what each of you are.
Apparently not.
Do you want to?
No.
Okay.
It's cool.
This is coming out after, like, when are you dressing up? Halloween 31st. Night?
31st. 28th and 31st, I think.
You're the keeper of the secrets.
Oh, so it might come out the 31st.
You know what? We'll post it on our story or something.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. We'll put a picture on the story of all of our costumes.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I forgot.
Wait, can I share a story?
Yeah.
So when I was a kid and then I would go trick-or-treating, I think I talked about this last year, but my mom would take away like 90% of my candy and hide it or throw it away.
Aww.
And I just feel like that was very unfair because I worked hard. I planned my route around the neighborhood, and then like I was out for like 2 hours, which for a kid is a long time.
That's true.
In the cold, like carrying around this huge bag of candy, and then like she would, while I was asleep, she would like come into my room and steal it, and then like hide it. And I get that it was like, you know,
a lot.
Yes, but like. Come on.
I feel like if it was consistently 90%, then she was just teaching you the value of hard work. Because then you'd have to work harder to get that little bit extra.
There you go, that's true. Or she should have done it where, like, she gives it to you in rations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She takes it away, but then she slowly gives it to you.
She said she was going to do that, but then she, quote-unquote, lost it. So I'm like...
Right. By lost, you mean it's in your stomach. Speaking of trick-or-treating... What was your favorite, and the fact that you got, like, all of your candy taken away, what was your favorite thing to get when you went trick-or-treating? Like, was there ever, like, that one candy or that one thing that you got that you're like, I cannot wait?
I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Mm. I would always finish those, like, while, not finish them, but I would snack.
While you're trick-or-treating?
Snack on
those.
You
can't take them away from me, Mom.
Yeah, I'd snack on those while I was...
I did not trick-or-treat growing up. We didn't celebrate Halloween, so...
Really?
Yeah. The day that we had Halloween at school, also, my mom would give us a day off. So, I would just, like, go home, chill.
Whoa.
With my siblings.
So, you never dressed up?
We would dress up all the time. Like, we... my siblings and I were all, like, comic book nerds and that type of thing. So, we'd do, like, Comic-Cons and that type of thing throughout the year. But never dressing up for Halloween.
That's interesting. So when was the first time you dressed up for Halloween?
First year.
Whoa. Yeah. What were you?
I was Miles Morales, but like the Prowler version. It's like that from the end of the movie. So I had like the two braids. Well, I'll put a picture up on our story when this comes out. But I put a lot of effort into that costume. I made like a full like glove and a bunch of stuff. It's cool. It's fun.
Wow. That's crazy.
I think that's my favorite part of, like, Halloween or, like, dressing up is just making your costume from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Are we...
What was the question?
I think it was, like, what's your favorite...
Well, he answered Reese's.
Like, what was your favorite costume, I guess.
Oh, favorite costume.
And then I want to ask you what your favorite candy and costume is.
I don't have answers.
I think one of my favorites was that I got a really good, like, Wanda costume, like the Scarlet Witch costume from this cosplay store when the second Doctor Strange movie came out. And it was really fun to have a cape and, like, spin it around.
It was so good.
I thought you meant Wanda, like Cosmo and Wanda.
No, that would be a good, like, if you had two of y'all, two people.
We could do that as a costume, like us three.
Wanda, Timmy, and
Cosmo. Cosmo.
That would be funny.
Who'd be who? We should do that as a vote on the story. Like, who'd be which person?
I don't think I want people to choose for me.
No, you'd definitely be Timmy.
I feel like you'd be Timmy.
Timmy? Yeah. Why?
Because of the hair. Like, I don't know. You just be Timmy. What
the hell is wrong with you guys?
Hold on. Go back like 5 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, we were saying how nice voice crack.
That's so mean. How Why am Timmy? I Timmy?
Because you're an average kid.
Sorry.
He's the youngest.
Okay. No, he doesn't give Timmy. But then between us, who's Wanda and who's Cosmo?
I feel like I'm Cosmo. Cause
okay.
It's just unhinged.
I also feel like Cosmo. But yeah, I feel like out of the two of us, I have more Wanda energy.
That's true.
Fuck, I guess I'm Timmy. I don't even know what to say. I'm just over here. Okay. I don't have a favorite Halloween costume of mine. I honestly don't even remember what I've dressed up as. I think one time I was Lilo and Stitch with my friend. I don't remember which one I was.
They're making a live action of that.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. What are you going as this year?
Two things. One, I can actually say because it's going to come out. Well,
or is it a surprise?
It's a secret.
It is a surprise, but okay. Like it, me and Sariha, shout out Sariha,
yes.
Are dressing up, but it's for the 29th.
Okay.
So technically I could say it, but do I want you to know?
I don't know. I want it to be a surprise because I'm going to see it.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to wait. We'll put it up on the story. We'll just put up all of our costumes on the story. The other one I'm planning on being a dentist and tooth fairy with my boyfriend. I'm the tooth fairy, if you haven't guessed. Apparently, I'm Timmy, so I should be the dentist. But yeah, that's part of why I don't want to go freeze my ass off out on Church Street, because I'm going to be wearing a dress. So I have to, like, choose wisely.
Yeah.
But that's the plan. I might just not dress up as that, and I might just go to the Leafs game instead.
Nice. Is there a Leafs game on the 31st?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
How the Leafs do...
And the tickets are cheaper because it's Halloween. Not only is it a Thursday, but it's also Halloween, so no one's going to go.
Nice.
So that's why I'm like, do I go or do I not?
Nice.
We scored in the third. I was talking to Alex about this, and I knew we were going to score in the third. But, yeah, we lost 2-6 to the Blue Jackets last night.
Did you? Oh, yeah, we did. I said you, as if you're the Leafs.
No, please, God, no.
Before we go any further, big shout out to our...
Oh, yes. Our alive and dead editor
who's not currently with us.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Rest in
Dean.
Peace.
Dean.
Poor guy. He had to run.
Please spare
he
him.
He ran
himself.
A little too far. I'm kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Every time
saying that with the costume is insane.
Every time...
Yeah, I didn't do anything to him, I promise. He's alive and well in
we
Queen's
should
Park.
Play sad violin music every time.
That would be so funny. Okay, I have more questions. Do either of you believe in ghosts or supernatural? Or the devil?
I think you have to by virtue of, like, I'm a Christian, so I have to by virtue of the Bible. And so, I think there's, like, enough people have experienced it, and there's, like, unless it's, like, mass hysteria, that probably, yes, it does exist. I, thankfully, have never encountered it, and I don't know. Actually, when we went to New Orleans, we saw, like, a bunch of people who were, like, claiming to be possessed and, like, that type of thing.
Really?
And so we walk right past that.
Oh my god.
But it's pretty, it's like interesting. I want to hear you guys' thoughts on that, because I'm kind of like neutral.
I feel like I don't know. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't, for the most part. But then part of me is like, but what if? Mm-hmm.
I would say I don't explicitly believe in ghosts, but like, when you're at a place like St. Mike's, which was founded in 1852, there are just some things that are like so old.
The aura.
So you're telling me you go places and you're like, I can feel them?
No, like, I just have had weird experiences. So like, one time I was sitting on the front porch of one of the historic houses, and then like, this guy who's like very pasty and then like dressed in this like Victorian, like, I don't even know if, like, it was like an old like top hat and like just like a trench coat. It was weird. Just walked by, and then he tipped his hat to me and said like, good evening, and then just walked away.
You said this to me.
I was like, this is a bit awkward, a ghost. Yeah. Like, yeah. Who is this? And then I never saw him again. Mm-hmm. So that was scary.
Do you think like only certain people can see them type of thing? Or is it like you're not looking hard enough?
That's true, because a lot of people say they see them all the time. Or that they like can feel. Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Psych Major.
Well.
Yeah, does psychology say anything about ghosts?
Yeah, actually. Oh, so, okay. Well, I read this interesting... I had a couple lectures on something called Tulemancy. Mm-hmm. Is it Tulemancy? I think it's...
Yeah.
Tulemancy. Where sure. You can, like, see and talk to, like, apparitions. Or, like, you can see and talk to things that are, like, not, like, there. Mm-hmm. And basically, the way that they've explained it is that your brain is, like, making predictions about, like, what you're seeing. And it's the predictions, it's hard to explain because it's so abstract, but like, mm-hmm. you're almost like hallucinating something, but to you it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what's interesting? Like, I wonder if, because you can't create faces, like your brain can't create faces, you have to use the faces of people that you've already seen. So like, are the ghosts you've seen just people from your like past?
Whoa.
And not people from the past, but people from your past.
Well, have either of you had any, like, have you seen a ghost?
Dreams, I guess, yeah.
One time when I was a kid, I was on the top floor of my house, and then I was home alone, and I swear I heard someone talking to me.
Oh my god.
I was freaked
That's
out.
Scary.
I was like 10, too, or 11. Actually, I don't know how old I was.
Oh, hell no.
But I was like, this is scary. Yeah. And then I ran to my room and closed the door.
Oh my gosh. Tulpamancy?
Tulpamancy.
Tulpamancy.
Right.
Companions are called tulpas, yeah.
Yeah. And you'll like literally talk to them and mm-hmm. have full-on conversations with them. You know, actually the bronies use this technique to...
Bronies?
Yeah. So this is like, we spent a lot of the lecture talking about how like the bronies, there's a whole Reddit page on tulpamancy and like how to create a tulpa. Mm-hmm. And basically you have to just start like talking, you start imagining someone and you like start talking to them and having conversations, and you just hope that eventually at one point they'll start talking back to you, and usually they do.
Jeez.
So like the bronies have like, they start talking to like one of the characters from that's a ghost. They start talking to one of them.
Yeah, what are you looking at, Eli? Who are you waving to?
They start talking to a character from My Little Pony, and then
that's it.
Start talking back to them.
Jeez.
They could create a tulpa.
Okay. I don't even know what to say to that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. So then consensus is
yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to the idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm good with that.
I think also we don't know a lot about the brain.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing about next week, as we mentioned, is it's reading week. Do you guys have any plans for your reading week? Are you chilling? Are you doing work? Are you going somewhere?
Well, hopefully we're going to record like 5 episodes.
We've got lots planned.
And we're going to make lots of content for all of you guys.
We have some good episodes coming out after reading week.
There's this one bar I want to go to. It's a... There's a cafe in Toronto called Matcha Matcha. And at night... It's a really popular matcha cafe. They have these really cool matcha drinks. But at night, it turns into like a matcha bar.
Whoa. That's
cool. And they have like matcha-inspired cocktails.
Whoa. That would be fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to go sometime next week,
hopefully,
maybe?
Hopefully.
We might good go idea. Camping. I was
thinking about doing a camping trip. This idea was just thrown around yesterday.
Yeah, do you want to go?
Like the Dons?
No.
Just the two of you?
Us, maybe Madeline.
Oh my god, where are you going camping?
We don't know yet.
Who knows?
You guys are crazy. Come but back proper and... like camping or glamping? Because I don't know if I'm a proper camping girl. Like, are you thinking like tent?
Should we spread misinformation or...
Well, I mean, between the two, proper camping, I think.
Yeah. If we have a choice.
Yeah.
I'll be reading during reading week.
Me too.
Vagabond, but not my classes.
Oh. I have a couple assignments. Yeah. You were like, oh. Don't even want to think about the week after reading week.
Well, I think Wednesday onward, I'll be in a business mindset.
You said it best. Like, you need 3 days to just, like...
Yeah, die.
Do nothing. Die.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm a devil.
That. I was like, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No. Yeah, a few days to just absolutely, like, rot in bed and just chill.
Yeah.
And then come back and be better. How has... Let's just quickly talk about how has this year been for you? Our fourth year, your third year. It's halfway done.
Yeah.
More than halfway. No, halfway?
Semester. Year?
Oh, sorry.
What do you mean? I was like...
I'm stupid. The semester is halfway done.
Yeah.
I've been so... We're a quarter of the way. Simultaneously, like, locked in and not locked in at the same time. Like, I feel like I've been on autopilot for all things school.
Mm.
But it's kind of been good because the stress levels haven't been high enough that that's a bad thing.
Okay.
And I've been studying consistently, that type of thing. But for everything else, like this feels really good. Unfiltered, us getting the episodes in. It was really cool to see everyone watching the live episode in the Canada Room.
Yeah.
Talking about it. That was really fun.
We're famous now. We got like 40 views.
Damn.
Wow.
I think. Let me double check.
Sponsorships. Like, hit us up.
I feel good. I feel like this semester out of my 7 so far have been
very... We got
very...
58 views, and damn, we have 22 subscribers.
We're famous.
I appreciate everyone watching right now.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
And subscribe.
What are
you
doing?
Yeah, we need more...
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We need more likes and comments. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Well, you did a good job, to be honest.
This semester's been... academically, it's been the most chill.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm struggling over here.
Because you know what? I finished all of my degree requirements last year.
That's why.
And so... I'm still except going. For, like, 2 seminar classes, which are, like, very easy. So, yeah, it's been chill, and then it's just a lot of fun, like, BPM classes. What I like about my classes in fourth year is it's a lot of, like, research.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing research, but reading research and getting, like, up to date on where, you know, the research on meditation is and, like, the research on, like, interpersonal relationships is. Yeah, it's good. It's no longer, like, the basic stuff. You've moved past that.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
That's good. Cool.
What's your experience? My favorite
class that you've taken so far?
In everything?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh.
JSU 237, which was on HIV and AIDS, was really good. I like classes that are interdisciplinary. So that one, there was actually 3 different profs teaching it.
Oh, wow.
There is a sexual diversity studies prof, a health and disease prof, and I actually don't know what the third prof was doing.
He was there.
There's they divided chilling. The class so, such that you got three very different perspectives on HIV/AIDS.
I like that.
Oh,
though.
It was like biomedical. It was like, I think I said that. Well, one was like, okay, this is HIV/AIDS, the disease. Like, this
like
is,
science.
This, yes, science. The second one was like, this is how it's affected the world, like as a whole, right? Mm. And this is like
societal.
Yeah, like things like needle exchange programs and like different things, how we can help reduce it, right? Or like, what's the plan for like eliminating AIDS? And then the third part of the class was like, how has it affected specific populations? Like, you know, gay men during the AIDS pandemic or the AIDS epidemic in the States. It was like the historical context. So that one was really fun. It was good. And then that one's a highlight for me. And then I like a lot of my BPM classes on like meditation because it's just so cool. It's cool to learn. I think the best part of those classes is seeing that like something like meditation changes your brain, and it's associated with like bigger or like more activation in certain brain areas. It's really cool. But yeah, that's a bit of a loaded question.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask.
My bad.
No, it's all good.
What's yours?
No, I was just going to ask, like, do you meditate? And if so, like, how?
Okay, I try and meditate every morning for 10 minutes.
Did you do that before you came here?
No.
Do we want to take a time to meditate? No, I'm kidding.
You would try. Because it is a practice, right? And so you, like, you know, the goal is not to be perfect. Basically, it sort of depends how I'm feeling. A lot of times I use an app called Headspace. But sometimes I sort of just sit and just focus on my breathing.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I say I would do, like, breath-anchored mindfulness meditation.
Because I feel like even if it's not, like, proper meditation, like, well, how people expect meditation to go, if you're just taking that time to, like, sit, calm yourself down and like focus on your breathing, like you said,
yeah,
like that works. That's exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
I would argue there's like no quote unquote proper way to meditate.
Yeah,
the proper way to meditate is the way that works for you, right? Like some people do it sitting down, some people do it lying down, some people do it like walking. There's walking meditations.
Can I do it? Yeah, scaling up a building with rock music in?
As Spider-Man, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, this is one of the problems.
Also, we might lose the video now.
Oh,
in like a minute.
Okay.
Well. Thanks so much for watching.
Imagine. Oh my gosh. We could end it. Are we ending it or are we continuing? I don't know how long we've been recording for.
Steph is Timmy. That's all I want to say.
Okay, I'm so confused. I didn't watch enough of that show to like know their characteristics.
Rewatch.
So what is he?
And just
know he's the helpless child.
Why?
Not helpless,
why am
actually.
I helpless?
Sorry, that was rude.
That's so mean. If anything, the two of you are helpless.
Oh.
No, we're just stupid.
So then, what am I?
The odd parents, like, they make everything worse.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be granting your wishes.
Oh. You know the whole thing of like they just make things when you worse. Make a wish, but then it like gets taken to the extreme.
It's like every single episode.
Yeah, he'll wait. Like, I think there's an episode where he wished to like be the prettiest or something, the most attractive, and then everyone else got these like ugly boils on their face.
Oh.
So instead of making him better, they made everyone else worse.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore in that show too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They expanded the lore because they've made a new version of the series, and there's like they had like a kid at the very end or close to the end, and the kid's all grown up.
Yes, now.
Like,
yes.
The fairy kid, he's like purple or something.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a lot of lore.
Well, then also at Timmy. One point, Timmy. So you can only have your.
Sorry, I'm Timmy.
You can only have your fairy odd parents until. You're 12, I think, right?
So I don't even have you guys.
So, well, no, but here's the thing. So Timmy's actually like 50 because what he did was he wished...
During the first episode.
Yes, he wished for his have his Fairy Odd Prince forever. And so it made all the other fairies forget, like, lose their memory. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he basically created a time loop. And then they, like, didn't unpack this until, like, way later.
So what I'm hearing is Timmy's kind of a genius.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
And then he went to fairy court or something, and they were like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 50 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's like, he wished so that he could stay young forever, and, like...
If he's less than 12, yeah. He always is.
So the world just, like, froze.
Yeah, but he's old.
Yeah.
Wow, I kind of like it. Okay, well, with that...
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Jessup is fairly obvious.
Or whatever non-denominational spooky holiday you celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
And we'll see you next week.
Have a great reading week, everyone.
Bye.
Please get some rest.
Bye.